Finally today, fans of music from Belize in Central America began 2008 on a sad note. The troubadour Andy Palacio died unexpectedly of a stroke at the age of 47. Palacio had revived the music of the ethnic Garifuna people of Belize, descendants of African slaves who arrived there in the 17th century. If there is any silver lining to Palacio's death, it can be found in this music. In Belize, male Garifuna musicians can become stars. Women Garifuna musicians rarely get that same renown. They are often homemakers first, cooking and washing and cleaning. But that means they closely observe the world around them, and the rhythm of the work there can and does inspire songs.
Desiree Arana. I am from Belize, Central America.
Desiree Arana is one of the women in the Garifuna Women's Project. A lot of the music that the women perform is work music. Its antecedent, says Arana, is the work that slaves did over a century ago.
Our ancestors' jobs usually was to be cutting logwood. And so when they would do that, they don't have much time to holler or to say, let's do it. So they do it with songs, and so when they would refer to one verse of the song, that's when you move. So it's a song they use during working time.
That's exactly what this song, Merua, is. It's usually sung a cappella while building a canoe, thatching a house, or chopping wood.
These songs don't get written on a piece of paper. These are stories.
That's Ivan Duran. With guidance and support from Andy Palacio, Duran produced the Garifuna Women's Project CD, which is titled Umalali.
These are very simple stories, very simple women who never thought being on the limelight. They don't compose songs to record or to go on a stage and sing them. They compose songs for their own pleasure and for their own sharing within their immediate family and community.
These song stories can also document history. This song, Hattie, is about the Category 5 Hurricane Hattie, which struck Belize on Halloween in 1961. It so wrecked the capital, Belize City, that the Belizean government moved inland to where it is seated today in Belmopan. Again, Ivan Duran.
After Hattie, thousands of Belizeans migrated to the U.S. There were certain villages totally wiped out. And in Garifuna culture, it's important to record those events sometimes in songs.
Hattie is sung by a woman named Sarita Martinez. She's a housewife in the Belizean village of Hopkins. Her aunt composed the song. Ivan Duran had a difficult time getting Sarita to come sing Hattie. She was so busy with chores around the house. But these women are the guardians of this music, in some cases the sole guardians. And by performing it and recording it, they are saving these songs from extinction. The Garifuna Women's Project is also giving them a rare chance to see the world outside the walls of their houses and compounds in Belize. 20-something singer Desiree Arana feels the love every time she performs for audiences in Belize.
They would come up to me, girl, I wish I were you. I wish I could just travel the world, but I thank the good Lord for my little talent.
And so what kind of people are coming up to you on stage and saying this? The young Garifuna women?
Young Garifuna women, children, even older folks than I am, it makes me feel very big.
Anahayao, Umalali, the Garifuna Women's Project, ends our program today. We're always online at theworld.org. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH, I'm Marco Werman. Thanks for listening.